Mr. Thomas Matthies, you've been today part of a delegation of German businessmen who visited the Jiu Valley here in Romania and some mines. What is your impression after this visit? And if you can describe us a little bit your activity in your company so that we can see the connection between what you are doing in Germany and what is happening here in Romania.
Okay, so let's start with my profession, my work I do. So I'm working for Wismut GmbH, who is responsible for the remediation of uranium mining legacies in eastern Germany. And my special field of work is water management, so everything what is connected with mine waters and with cleaning up of mine waters and with the discussion of groundwater contamination and so on. But I'm involved in the remediation projects itself as making the concepts and having an oversight over the remediation activities, doing the monitoring, evaluating the monitoring results and so on. So I work for Wismut, or have been working for Wismut now for 25 years. So I got through the process of remediation right from the beginning, where we had to get our concepts, make the applications for permissions, and then doing the work after getting the permissions and seeing now what the results are. And from this point of view, it was interesting for me I was looking for seeing the Jiu Valley with the active mining, but also the former mining, the rehabilitation of the mine. And I was very interested in seeing what the situation is now and how the projects will develop in the future. And from this point of view, it was interesting to see today when we saw Petrilla site, yeah, that there's so much of courage of the people who want to go for the changes of the former mining. For the former mining site, there is also the proudness you could feel concerning the history, which is combined with the mining activities. And then we visited the still active mine, where we could see that there is the process of downgrading, because there so obviously the closure is in sight. And it is important that you keep the knowledge of the people who are working at the moment in the mine also for the future, and to give them the opportunity to take part in the remediation and also in the transition process. And these were the aspects which were very interesting for me today.
So you believe the Jiu Valley has a future?
It definitely has a future. It is a question how all the people, all the stakeholders will work together, which kind of future will be in the Jiu Valley. It is coming from our experience in remediating the former mining sites that everything depends on a close collaboration of all the parties who are involved. So there are the mining companies on one side, the society, the NGOs on the other side, but also the permitting authorities and the people who give the money. So let's say the government, if it's government funded or from local sources or from European Union funding. And if they come together with their ideas, if they take into account the situation which is existing and the technical opportunities which are available, then I see that there is a chance to get a good future. But one of the main things is to have a concept where the region should develop to. So it's probably not sufficient just to have the idea that you make just cultural and touristic events available at the site. You need also supporting activities, so industry and so on. But you need to have an idea where the development should go to.
Which are the thoughts you go back in Germany with?
The thoughts are, very, very different. First of all, I enjoyed my stay, and there are lots of great experiences I had now the past 3 days here in Romania. I met a lot of people, were talking to a lot of people, and this were very interesting discussions. I saw a country which is very interesting from its conditions and from its history, so I enjoyed it from this point of view. But I see on the other side also a lot of work which is in front of the communities. Work to be done, which is in front of the communities. And it would be nice to get a way of being involved in a certain kind, either to return once to see how the things changed, or even have the opportunity to take part in projects and bring in the experience we have. So from this point of view, I will go back, have to write a report on this business trip. I will put down my feelings, my ideas, but also will give to my bosses the information on that this is a region where a transformation process is now starting, and there might be a good reason to come in here and bring in the experiences we got over the 30 years of remediation at home. So from the technological side on one side, but also from the side of stakeholder involvement, so communication with communities, taking into account different point of views, different ideas concerning the future conditions, but also having some experiences in terms of making the things work under the legal conditions, the European Union requirements on one side, but also the conditions or the requirements are in Romania.
Mr. Matthias, thank you very much for your input.
You're welcome.